Hey folks, this is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus. I want to welcome you to another edition of our Friday Drivecast. It's the day of the week that we take a break from the weekly teaching topic and going where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's get started. I'm assuming those of you listening are familiar with the story of Job in the Old Testament and how his faith and loyalty to God was tested beyond our wildest imaginations. And you can read all about it in the first two chapters of the book that's named after him, as the calamity and devastation that Job suffers is spelled out for us. But it's Job's last test that I want to focus on today. So fast forward to the final chapter of the book, chapter 42. In it, we find Job still sitting in sackcloth and ashes, and his body still covered with sores. He's lost everything, including his immediate and extended family, and he's endured his three so-called friends falsely accuse him of sinning against God, and on and on and on these three went, for 33 chapters of the book to be exact. But God has the final word in chapter 42, and a final test for Job. In verses 7, 8, and 9 of chapter 42, God accuses Eliphaz, one of the so-called three friends, of representing him falsely. God says to Eliphaz, "You're so wrong about me, and you've been wrong about me for 33 chapters, but Job has been right. Now you and your two buddies, you go to Job, and you have him pray for you, so that I don't destroy the three of you because of your misrepresentation of me to Job." So Job's final test is heading his way. Will he offer the prayer of intercession on behalf of these so-called friends who've insulted his integrity over and over? Remember, at this point in the story, Job's still suffering miserably, and God's watching to see what Job does. And God didn't instruct Job to pray for his friends. He only instructed the friends to seek Job out, to pray that their lives would be spared. Now, I don't know about you, but if I were in Job's shoes, it'd be super difficult for me to go to prayer on behalf of these guys that he's so disenchanted with. Yet Job, in all of his misery, goes to God on behalf of his three friends and their lives. And God hears and he accepts Job's prayers and he spares Job's three so-called friends' lives. And in chapter 42, verse 10, the Bible says, "And while Job was still praying, the Lord restored Job's fortunes." And so it's time to land the plane. What's the takeaway? Is it that if I earnestly pray to God for my enemies, then I can get lots of stuff from God? Well, I hope that's not what you heard from Job's final test. For me, the takeaway is in Job's prayer of intercession. While he's still in torment, this righteous sufferer is in a unique position to now intercede on behalf of others. There's just something about suffering and pain that uniquely positions us to lift us into God's counsel and confidence. Intercessory prayer on behalf of others is one of the most selfless acts that we undertake. And it's all the more difficult to pray for those who we're disenchanted and disheartened with. Yet we're never more like Jesus than when we do pray for those who've hurt us. Remember Jesus' prayer on the cross for his accusers. "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." And maybe like me, you need to expand the circle of people that you've been praying for to include those who've constantly disappointed you, which is a deeper level of discipleship than most of us are willing to go. So this concludes today's DriveCast. I encourage you to check out the story of Job in the Old Testament and how he passes all the tests that are thrown his way. And I hope your weekend is free from testing, that it's a safe one and a happy one. And I encourage you to check us out this coming Sunday live or on our live stream at 9:30 or 11 o'clock. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.